We're joined in the media center by current number one qualifier in Top Fuel, Clay Milliken. Clay, you ran a 3.795 at 326.71 miles per hour during the second qualifying session. You always brag about Mike Klober. What do you think his thought process was today when you before you ran up for Q2?
Well, before we went up for Q2, obviously frustration level was pretty high. Pretty much everybody in the camp over there, to be honest, except for me, because I was like, they'll figure it out. You know, I'm getting text message, why wouldn't the car start? What's wrong? And even Donna, behind my phone over there, she was like, what's wrong? And I'm like, you know what? The best thing for me to do is just let them figure it out. I don't know. And, you know, the car wouldn't start in Norwalk. We thought it was bad gas. We had the same problem here. And they were thrashing. I mean, like, until the first funny cars were running, the car wouldn't even put back together. And so the second thing Mike Klober said once we went 379 was a bad word, started with a D, and he's like, we could have went so much quicker because I had to be careful to make sure that we went down because we didn't get that first run. But I mean, it ended up being, and I feel bad, Dave Leahy's a friend of mine, and he makes all the safety systems boxes that we use, but it's a really old box, and we've had it on the car for a couple years, and he'll fix it, but apparently that's what was wrong. Safety systems are awesome, but we've all seen it over and over again to where sometimes they malfunction. You know, I mean, you've seen people's parachutes come out on the starting line, whatever. That's not Dave's fault. It's just the pure violence and vibration, everything that happens with these things. And ours has got, Lord knows how many runs on it, several hundred, probably 300 or 400, because it's a couple year old. But we changed that box along with other things, but it ended up, that's what it was, apparently, and 379, 326. That was a really long lot of talking for whatever you asked me, and I don't even remember now.
Is your name John Forbes?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Hey, but you can understand what I said.
Yeah.
I hope.
Clay, it's supposed to be a lot cooler on Sunday, so does that? What does that do for your mindset?
I mean, for me, it always means I get a faster ride, and that's kind of what I enjoy doing this for. You know, I love going out there, going fast, and It will definitely be different. You know, I mean, it's hot today. This feels like Tennessee. We left home. Donna had me out there like a slave driver folding T-shirts. How many did we fold? 300-something T-shirts?
Something
like that in the shop at home. No air conditioning. So really all she was doing, she had a method for what she was doing, and it was just prepping me for setting in the car, you know, sweating. So she didn't want the house to get dirty, so. But I don't even know what your question was then either. Sunday,
it'll be cooler.
It'll definitely be different, and I mean, a lot of times, you know, you have to, mindset-wise, and again, I'm glad I don't have to tune these things, but you have to just realize what you're doing right now is not going to apply if it's 15, 20 degrees cooler.
Mm-hmm.
But it's easier to tune for cooler conditions than hot as it is right now.
Sure.
I mean, it was pretty obvious everybody was having trouble because there was no way a 379 was going to stay number one, I didn't think. Because we were, the second car down the racetrack in that session. So it's a good racetrack, but any racetrack is going to have trouble when it's this hot outside. That's all there is to it.
Sure.
Funny cars seem to have got a hold of it. The dragsters just didn't for whatever reason.
Jason?
I mean, how much does the old data that you guys have help you coming to a place like this that you've been to a lot?
Zero. Zero, because, you know, none of the clutch discs are the same, you know, it's the same parts and pieces, but really none of the data really applies because it's a whole different clutch package. You know, y'all all know we're a very small team, and we buy clutch disc, unlike the big teams, by the thousands. We buy them by enough for a few races, and that's all we got. So, you know, same motors, same all that stuff, but really the clutch discs are different, so that old data doesn't really help a lot. I wish it did.
You've obviously had some success now this year. To come back and parlay this good strong qualifying effort. Turn this strong qualifying effort into a win here. What would that mean to you to be able to get another win here?
Well, I mean, it would kind of only be right. I don't know this for a fact. I did the NHRA podcast with Brian Loans this week, and I said, I'm not sure, but I could almost bet the last time that me and Mike Klober were here together, we probably left a winner. Might be sounding a little bit bragging, but I think it's very possible because we won a lot back then. So for us to do it again would be pretty dang awesome to do it on the NHRA side of things for sure. I mean, that guy and myself have won 50 Top Fuel races together, so we're ready to do it again. We got a lot of NHRA runner-ups together, too, so we're ready to get by that, too.
Anything else? All right, thank you.